I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're about to prove a myth that's been out there a long time. Are we proving it true or not? The myth is money can't buy you happiness, right?
Correct.
I've been saying this whole time, yes. All the time.
You think there's a level, their researchers have said exactly what threshold happiness kicks in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like a hard number?
There's a hard number.
Ooh.
Yep.
Do you think you're happier because you have trust funds? But you don't touch them.
You're right, but it eliminates so much stress, byproducts of not having stress everywhere.
Because like, if things went sideways in radio or when there was a pandemic and we all took pay cuts and all the stuff that went on, you're just like,
not to worry about any of that. Mm. I know. It also affords me a little bit too cocky because I can just F you to anybody. Bosses.
Throw some money at it. Right?
Do you have?
Yes. And then that.
I don't know how much, and I don't think you want to say, and I don't think you should say, but you don't have F you money.
Right.
You don't have like,
no.
But you have money to like.
Enough to, yeah, it eliminates all the related stress that comes with it.
That's nice.
It is.
What's that like?
Right?
I know.
It's. Have you ever had it, Amber? Have you, like...
No.
Have you been with a guy who had it? I was a little bit of a kept man for a little bit. I dated somebody who had a little bit of money. And she had gone through a divorce, and she just had... She had not F you money, but, like...
Enough to not have to stress about it.
100%.
Yeah. And you kind of felt that with being with her. You don't have to stress about it.
Because, like, when you go out to dinner, and you don't have that kind of money, and then she starts going, should we get the yellowtail jalapeno, you're like, that's $40.
Yeah.
And people like us, Steve, constantly stress about every decision.
And I forget about that. And I hear you guys go, you have to make a decision. Can I get this or that? And me is like, why don't you get both?
Ah!
Why do you always have to decide? Get both.
Well, here's the number, everyone. Mm. It's $75,000.
What?
In Denver.
75 grand?
They say if you're making $75,000 a year, you're like...
You're in 30% tax right there automatically, so you take 10%.
Oh my God, you're doing... They're just, but they say that's the number. Like that all of a sudden, you start to feel better. I will say this. I started here making like $10 an hour.
Yeah.
I'm no happier now with what I make than I was then. I just eat better stuff and drink better stuff.
That is kind of your lifestyle.
I still live paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
I spend all my money.
But you just.
I just have a little bit nicer things.
Yeah.
Not all the way nicest things.
Uh-huh. But you want your children to have nicer things as well.
That is the problem.
Yeah.
Because they're just a blood sucking, draining,
ungrateful pieces of.
Completely. Like, we don't get the new Sony PlayStation. Like, yeah. <no. laughs> Let me give you a little advice, though, on how to hit that $75,000.
Okay.
We can hit a number higher than that. The Colorado Lottery games.
That's...
Oh, my gosh.
It's huge.
That will buy my happiness.
Yes.
If you're not happy with these jackpots...
Oh, my gosh. You've got a problem.
Right?
Powerball, $730 million. Mega Millions, $970
million. That is so close to a billion.
That's right.
I think the biggest one was like 1.5.
This is like the second biggest one ever?
I think so.
Wow.
I'm sure we could probably look that up, but like...
$2 will get you all
$2 there. Could be... Like, you don't need $75,000 to get your happiness.
That's true.
You can get it for $2. Now, Mega Millions drawings are Tuesdays and Fridays.
And Powerball's Wednesdays and Saturdays.
So if you want to win, truck tons of cash, yeah, and buy the happiness that only Steve has.
Okay.
Get your tickets today.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.